Today is the observance of Shavuos Tammuz, Yud Ches Tammuz. This is the Daf Yomi, beginning Maseches Tmura, Daf Beis Omid Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. As always, before we start the Mishnah itself, I'd like to explore one major issue that the entire Masechet grapples with, and that is understanding what the halacha of tmura as is described in Parshas B'chukosai. Somebody donates an animal or proclaims an animal as a korban. I have a korban, an animal, and I say hareze ola, hareze shlamin, whatever it is. And then I have a change of heart, and I want to donate a second animal, dedicate a second animal, a different animal. So the Torah says, "Lo yuchal levaker tov o ra o ra b'tov, lo yamir v'lo yachlifenu, v'haya hu usmu raso yiyakodesh." Just sit right here, right here. There's a seat, plenty of seats.
So,
who is Murasal Miya Kodesh? So, if the person makes an attempt to switch animal A, which he initially dedicated as a korban, and now tries to switch it to the second one, the halacha is that his attempt is ineffective. He cannot remove the kedusha of A. But the Torah states that both of them are kadosh. Hu usmura so yiyakodesh. So on a simple level, we understand why the halacha is you cannot make the switch. That's not difficult to understand. The halacha is that if you have something that I dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek HaBayis, I donate this table to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm a table maker. I had a wonderful season. I want to express my joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I donate a table to the Beis HaMikdash. The table achieves a measure of Kedusha. It does. You're not permitted to use it. However, exchange is halachically possible through pidyon. The gabbai makes has a day in which he sells or tries to redeem all of the items that were donated to the mikdash. You donated chairs, he donated a table, this one donated Yankee tickets, whatever it is. So we have people who come and pay the cash. Then the cash is endowed with kedusha, and the item goes l'chulin. So when you have what's called kedushas damim, exchange, pidyon, is a halachic reality. However, when you have kedushas haguf, an animal that is not sanctified relative to its value, but rather in itself attains a level of kedusha, and that's always when you're donating something to the mizbeach. So under those circumstances, kedushas korban, or kedushas haguf as we call it, never has any exchange. It is impossible to remove the kedusha of any korban that has been donated to the mikdash. Impossible. If somebody donated wine for the mizbeach independently, that can never be exchanged because it has kedushas mizbeach. So when this person tries to switch korban A for korban B, we understand why the Torah says it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. That's no chiddush. It doesn't work because under no circumstances does pidyon work for kedushas mizbeach. The chiddush of the Torah is that making an attempt to do so is a lav, two lavim, lo yamir v'lo yachlifenu, both exchange words. And as a result, if you do so, you get 80 malchus because you violated lo yamir and lo yachlifen. Plus, not only does your original korban remain kadosh, but the second one, which you tried to exchange, that also becomes a korban. That's the phrase Vahayahu Usmura Sogiya Kodesh. So from a fundamental point of view, we understand fully why an exchange cannot be made. The Rambam will tell us why you get malchus, why the Torah prohibited the attempt to do so. I don't know, why do I have to get malchus? Why does it have to be prohibited? The attempt itself, and you get 80 malchus. But I want to focus on a debate which is quoted frequently between Abaye and Rava concerning Kol ma de Ovid Rachmana lo sa'avid, I Ovid mahani o lo mahani. Whenever the Torah tells you to do something, or not to do something, if I didn't listen to the Torah, whether it is effective or not. Abaye is of the opinion that any time the Torah tells you not to do something and you decided to do it, the net effect does take effect. E of it mahan. That's Abaye's opinion. And Rav is of the opinion that kol ma da omar rachmana lo sa'avid, any time the Torah tells you not to do something, e of it lo mahan. It's not effective at all. Obviously, Tamura has to be an exception to the rule, according to Rav. And there are other exceptions to the rule as well, based on an extra word in this pasuk, an extra word in that pasuk. But fundamentally, there is a debate whether or not, when you try to defy Torah law, is it effective or not? So I want to examine this then, because it's a fundamental law that emerges from Tamura according to Abaye. So let's take a look at, we'll read just the Mishnah, and then I want to show you a couple of perspectives. The Mishnah says, Hakol Memirin. Everybody is capable of engaging in Tamura. And the Mishnah doesn't assume that they're going to interpret the phrase Hakol Memirin as everyone is capable. You're going to interpret it as everyone is allowed to engage in making a Tamura, like we use the phrase all over the place. Hakol Shoftin. Hakol Ma'arichin, as we had in Maseches Erechin. Echad Anashim ve'echad Nashim. So the Mishnah immediately clarifies and says, Lo she'adam risho'i lahamir. It's not that you're allowed to engage in the Tamura. Elo she'im heimir. If you decided to make the switch, Mumar, it is the second korban becomes kadosh, v'sofeg esharbaim, and you get 40 malchus. This is a debate whether you get 40 or 80. This Mishnah says you get 40. So if you take a look at the sheet, I want to begin with a briska rav right here on Tamura, and he says the following. Omar Abaye, Kol Milsa de Omar Rachmana Lo Sa'avid, Im Avid Mahani. How does he prove it? From Tamura. That's why I decided to focus on this issue. De'i Sal Gedaitach Lo Mahani Amai Loki. If your attempt to switch Kedusha would not be effective, namely, the first animal would remain kadosh, the second animal would remain chulin, why would you get malchus? You have not done anything to change the status of anything. The mere fact that you do get malchus, says Abaye, is an indication to him that despite the fact that the Torah told you not to do so, nonetheless, if you did so, it is effective. That's how Abaye derives his interpretation. Rava Amar Lo Mahani. Rava says you don't get Malkus. Why? Lo Mahani Midi. So why do you get Malkus? Vahai Delaki Mishum De Avar Amemra De Rachmanahu. Why do you get Malkus? Because you were tempted to do something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do. That's why you get Malkus. And you cannot infer at all from the mere fact that you do get Malkus that the effect took, that the attempt took effect. You cannot prove that at all. V'yesh la'ayin im halo mahani hu din chadash ha-ne'emar b'chol halavin shelo mahani ha-masa o de meimra. One could suggest that this halacha is a new halacha. It's a new halacha. Rava's mechadesh a new halacha. That whenever the Torah tells you not to do something and you try to do it, it doesn't work. So I'm going to give you five illustrations where the Gemara talks about this issue. The Torah says, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You're not permitted to shech the korban pesach when you have chametz around after the isur chametz begins. So what happens if I did? Well, according to Rava, what should happen? The shechita doesn't work. So if the shechita didn't work, I actually didn't violate the law of lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. What did I do? I killed the behema. If it's not a halakhic shechita, I killed the behema. Well, the Torah doesn't say lo tehoreg behema in dam lo tehoreg al chametz dam zivchi. Torah says lo sishchat. Well, if it doesn't work according to Rava, I have not shechted my animal while I owned chametz. The Torah tells, so that's a place where the Gemara will discuss it. And yet, we know that the Shechita does work under those circumstances. The Korban, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. You violated the Lav by shechting it while you own Korban Pesach. You get Malkus. But it does work. And Rav is going to have to address that. That's one of the questions that the Gemara asks on Rav. There is a one of the cases which the Rambam gives. Somebody sees a car that you have and he's homemade that car. So the Rambam Shita is that the way you violate Lo Sachmod is not simply to covet belav. As the Ibn Ezra explains, it's impossible for the Torah to legislate emotion. It's just a natural thing. How can the Torah tell you not to think about something? Oh, I really like that house as I pass by. I really like that car. It's chenda hamevi lidei masa. What does it mean? I go over to you and say, would you be interested in selling that car? So when people come to your house with $5 million in cash in a paper bag, they say, would you like to, I'd like to buy your house, but be my guest. I'll take the $5 million in cash, that's what a lot of people do, and I'll worry about finding another house for $3 million. But here in this case, no, I like my car, I like my house, I don't want to sell. I keep badgering and badgering and badgering until he gets sick and tired of me. And he finally says, okay, I'll sell it. The minute you pay for the house, you now violate the law of Lo Sachmo. So, the Rambam will deal with the issue. Why is the sale valid, according to Rava? According to Rava, the sale should never be valid. Because the Torah says, Lo Sachmod. Well, if the sale is not valid, Ne'ikar Adin, I didn't violate the law. Because the definition, according to Rambam and others, is Chenda Hamevi Lidei Maaseh. There is no Maaseh. Nothing took effect. So it creates, according to Rava, a lot of controversy and dilemmas how to handle a situation where the Torah tells you not to do something and then it appears that there is a consequence and that the effect did go into effect. So basically it's Rava who is on the attack. Abaye is less so. But the Brisker Rav wants to know, is this a chidush on Rav's part? That when you say, Kol ma da Ovid Rachmana lo sasa, that's Rav's chidush? And had I simply read the pasuk, I would never have come to that conclusion. Or alternative is that Rava believes that whenever the Torah uses such an expression, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. It means you can't do X, Y, and Z. That's how he interprets the pasuk. So when the Torah says lo sach mod, and you define it as chemda hamevid l'neimase, it means not that you're not allowed to. Of course you're not allowed to. But even if you try, lo sach mod, it's not going to be effective. That's what it means. And its rubber is not that it's a chidush which he launched. He's simply reading a pasuk in the Chumash and translating that whenever the Torah uses the word lo in the context of an action, it's telling you that if you try to do it, buddy, it's not effective. Let's read it inside. V'yesh la'ayin. Halo, im halo, mahani, hu din chadash, hanema b'chol lavin, shelo mahani maser. O, de meimra de rava, hu pshat, the mikraos, the hecha diksiv lo savid, hainu shalom mahani hamasa, velo mishum ho isurhu, ela dezer biur the mikra. That's what the Torah is saying. It's simply translating the pasuk itself. The difference between the two sides of the coin would be, what happens if the Torah does not formulate something explicitly as a lo, don't do something, but the Torah expresses its opposition to doing this particular action, but it doesn't have a pasuk. So you might say, you know what, if it doesn't say it black on white, then it's mahani, then it works, then it's effective. But if you hold it is a halacha, Kol ma da Ovid Rachmana, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do, even if he didn't express it necessarily as a lav, he expressed it as an Isur Aseh. An Isur Aseh. That also you don't allow to do an Isur Aseh. Where you have a prohibition that emerges not from a negative statement, but from a positive statement. The positive statement says, do A, I infer you're not allowed to do B. So, for example, the Torah tells you, "Kol behema tahora tochelu." You're supposed to eat a behema tahora, a kosher animal. Does that mean you have to eat kosher meat? Doesn't mean you have to eat kosher meat at all. It means if you want to eat meat, it has to be kosher. Inference: you cannot eat non-kosher meat. So that pasuk is not a mitzvah saseh; it's an isur saseh. It teaches us that you are not allowed to eat non-kosher meat, even though in that particular pasuk doesn't say anything about not eating non-kosher meat, but it told you to eat kosher meat. So if you have an action that is generated not by a lav, but by an isur aseh, that might be a difference according to the Brisker Rav. But the first thing, the only thing that I want people to remember is the question itself. Is
what's
this
the action trying to do that?
What?
What's the action even effective in the behavior to hold on?
I'm just giving an example of an Isur Aseh. That's not the Kol Ma'adavid Rachmana. It's not an issue. That's his opinion. Now, if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, he says, "Aval hasvara kosher ma'od, v'chi rava mikra mapikla delo mahane." You think Rava actually derives his position that whenever you try to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the effect is not? Does he learn that out from a pasuk? Dinema that we would say ki goli kra belosase avol baase mahani. Would you now say what I just said according to the Brisker Rav, says the Chassam Sofer before the Brisker Rav was born. You mean to tell me that that's a possibility? That Rava learns it out from the Pasuk, and hence, if there is a law which explicitly tells you not to do something, Rava's halacha applies. But if you derive the prohibition from an assay under those circumstances, Rava's opinion does not apply. Halo Rava misvara ka'amar delolahane ma'asem hara'im. Rava is pure logic. No pure logic. Not a puzzle. What's the logic? That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do something, obviously it's not going to be effective. How, because you have no right to violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Ve'abaye nami. He goes so far, does the Chassam Sofer saying, that from a logical point of view, even Abaye agrees with this svara. That logic dictates that whatever you try to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it never works, is purely logical. Hainu, why does, because why does Abaye argue with Rava? Hainu mehechrech shelo, the Lama Lucky, that you get Malkus when you violate Tmura. That's what he says. If you get Malkus, apparently it was effective. If it was not effective, why would you get Malkus? So he just doesn't buy into Rava's explanation. Rava's explanation is that you get Malkus because you violated Ratzon Hashem. Not because you actually accomplished anything. That Abaye doesn't believe. So Abaye believes that the mere fact that you get Malkus for Tmura is an indication that the Tmura was effective. That's why the Torah says, V'hayahu usmura so yiyakodesh. But if not for the fact that you got Malkus, Abaye would agree with Rava that logic would dictate that whenever you try to challenge the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is totally ineffective. Without this inference, Abaye and Rava would have one less machloikis to be recorded. So according to the Chassam Sofer, it is simple logic. And in fact, I saw other achronim who gave the following mashal to explain the logic of Rava according to the Chassam Sofer. There is a halacha that everyone is capable of making a kinyan except a cheresh shaita v'katan. Katan, a shaita, is not permitted to, halachically their kinyanim are invalid. Now why is a shaita exempt? Because he doesn't have das. He can't think things through. So someone explains that if a person knows who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and now knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents and stands for, and he tries to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what? Not to do this. And this person, this little fly on the wall, is now going to try to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu and violate it. Must be that he has no brains. Must be he's a shaita. And if he's a shaita, the halachic effect cannot take place. Therefore, that's not what the Chassam Sofer said, but just tries to give like a halacha that would support it, that any human being who makes an attempt to challenge the will, defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously there's something lacking with his thinking. If there's something lacking with his thinking, he's considered a shaita. So a shaita cannot make kinyanim. And as a result, under those circumstances, kol ma da'amar rachmana, lo mahani, according to Rava. But it's pure logic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to do something, it can't take effect. That's a second opinion.
Yes? Just the idea of that an attempt to do something, the Rava's logic, or that am I lucky, that should be such a kiddush, isn't it? I mean, why would that be such a kiddush? In other words, attempted murder. I shot you. I shot, and
you don't get killed.
You don't get killed. So maybe there's an aspect here of learning on other areas of halacha that attempted to do something, even if it doesn't work, is chayav, and you have culpability for it.
That would be taking the rava, to an extreme degree. that simply the attempt itself.
Right.
But
have to have ignorance from.
No, Rav is not saying it's the attempt. Rav is saying it's defying HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
How would the Asra work?
That's, well, the guy's running it. That's easy. So he's running after somebody to murder him, and I warned him.
Don't
and he
to
took
go.
A shot, and he didn't kill him. But he missed.
But the Asra would be on the murder. The Asra would be on the attempt of the murder. How would you punish him?
Same thing here.
Yeah. You, what do you want? You would want him not to do Tmura. Okay? Or anything that doesn't work according to Rava. Well, it didn't work. I didn't want him on attempting to do it. I want. Okay, so those are that's a different perspective of this particular issue of Kol Dan Rachmana. I want to show you the Rambam. We have to do the Daf also, as you well know. I want to show you the Rambam's rather lengthy explanation at the very end of Hilchos Tmura. So if you look at the Bab, the source Dalad, I don't know if I'm going to have time to engage in Shitas of Rambam. And that's on the other side. The Rambam was a very clever fellow. On so many major issues, he never wrote black on white what the halacha is. What he did was he gives you a case, and you figure out what he holds, and then in another case, you come to the opposite conclusion. He does that so many times. The famous example, Mrs. Sriches Kavan. It would have been very easy, the Rambam, when he starts Hilchos Tzitzis, his first mitzvah would be, mitzvahs asay, man, every time you do kavana, every time you do a mitzvah, mitzvos tzrichas kavana, or mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. In all of Mishneh Torah, he couldn't find the ink to write those four or three words. So he gives you one case, a case of matzah, where he creates the impression that mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. Because the Rambam says if somebody shoves a kezias of matzah down your throat, you are mekayim the mitzvah. And then in Hilchos Shofar, he says that if you're walking by the shul, if you had kavana to be yotze, and the Baal Tekeya had to be motzi you, then you yotze. Apparently mitzvah is gone. So it leads to 58 explanations. What is Shitas of Rambam and what's the exception? Here also, the Rambam never said, do I paskin like Abaye or paskin like Rava? So one case, he formulates the halacha like Rava. So the Kesef Mishnah says, obviously Rava, because we always paskin like Rava. And then in another case, he creates the impression that he paskins like Abaye, and the Lechem Mishnah says, the Rama paskins like Abaye. Can't you see it here? Why does he ignore the rule? I don't really have a good explanation. So you'll have to look at that on your own. You got a whole day today. The back of the page has the two cases and the comments of the Lechem Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah, which way the Rambam holds. But Rambam writes in the third line of the Rambam, Rohi lizbonein bohen v'chol mashat ha'yocholitin lotam tein lotam. All mitzvos, you should try to think about them and give some logic. Hare omru chachamim harishonim shahamelech Shlomo hevin rov hatamim shekol chukei haTorah. Shlomo figured out most of them. Yeiro ali shezesh amar hakosov v'hayahu usmuraso yiyakodesh keinyin shamar v'im hamakdish yigales beso v'yosef chamishis kesef erkecha Allah. I want to compare two mitzvot, says the Rambam. Two facts. One is Tmura, where the Torah says that both animal A and animal B will remain Kadosh. And the halacha is that if you donate certain things to the Mikdash, and you yourself decide, you know what, I'd rather have that item, I want that item, so you can't redeem it for its appropriate value, you have to add a fifth. So Yosef Chamishis Olav. Yorde Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam uktsas yitzro hara. The Torah understands fully man's nature and his evil inclination. Sheteva shal adam note v'harbos kinyano v'lachus almanono. People's nature is to accrue assets and to worry and be compassionate about their own money. Va'afal pish nada vehikdish, efsha shechazarbo v'nichem v'yifte bepachos mishivyo. What will you do? You'll come and try to hassle and redeem it with less than the value. Amra Torah im padala atzmo Yosef Chomesh. V'cheinim higdish behema kedushas haguf. Shemo yachzor bar. Maybe he's going to change his mind. V'keivan she'eno yachol lifdosa. Since he cannot redeem it, as we said earlier, yachli feno b'pchusa mimena. He will redeem it for something worth less. If we allow him to exchange the animal for a better animal, yachlif hayafe bara, he will also exchange it for a worse animal. The yomar, and he will try to convince himself, tovu, it's actually a much better animal that I'm attempting to donate to the mikdash now. Lefikach sasam hakasa defanav shelo yachlif. V'ukanso imhilchlif v'amar v'hayahu usmuraso yekodesh v'chol elu hadvarim k'dei lokuf es yitzro ulisaken deosa. All of this is done in order to correct your behavior. V'rov dinei hatorah einon elo eitzos meirok richuk migodol ha'eitzo lisaken hadeos uliyasher kol ha'maasim. Most mitzvos are designed to improve our character and so on and so forth. So why does the Torah prohibit this? Because even though you might wind up donating a better animal, but you also might wind up donating an inferior animal and try to convince yourself that it's a better one. And then Hegdesh gets jipped and you buy in to this terrible feature of your personality, and the Torah is designed to change your personality and not allow you to engage in this type of activity. Good. Yeah. Okay. Now, there is another issue. I want to do the Gemara, but just I want you to think about another issue. When the second animal becomes Kadosh, here is the Chakira. Does it get its Kedusha from the first animal? From the first animal. Because the Torah says you're not supposed to change it. Especially according to Rava. That when you change it, it's lo yachlifenu, it's not supposed to work. So how does it suddenly become Kadosh? So one explanation is, one suggestion is, that the Kedusha of the first animal somehow extends and is makdish the second animal. And in fact, there are sources later on in the Gemara where the second animal is called Kedusha Shniya. It's called the Kedusha Shniya, which Shniya implies by definition that there was a Rishona. The Rishona is now being makdish the second. Or do we say no? That the Kedusha's Karban, the second one, is independent, has nothing to do with the first. There are differences, but think about it. If we have a minute, we'll try to talk about it. But let's try to do the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Ha gufa kasha. The Mishnah itself seems to create a stira. Amrit hakol memirin lichatchila. The phrase hakol, as is stated in many mesechtas, indicates lichatchila you're allowed to do so. V'hadatani lo she'adim rishayi lamir. You're not allowed. Elashim heima mumar. Dievet. That's only b'dievet. Ask the Gemara. V'tizbara hakol memirin lichatchila. Does the word hakol memirin necessarily mean lichatchila? Adikashiloch mi masnitin. Besides asking a question that the Mishnah itself creates contradictory ideas. Tikshiloch kra. So then, ask a question on the Torah. If the word hakol mamirin means everyone is allowed to engage in tmura, so then ask the question on the Torah. Dichsev lo yachlifenu v'lo yamirosa. Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So what does it mean? Hakol mamirin. Ela amar Rav Yehuda hachi ketani. Hakol matfisin b'tmura. Everybody can create the phenomenon that the second atmo becomes nitfas, b'kdusha, becomes kadosh. Everybody has that capacity. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim, men and women. But lo sha'adam rishoy lahamir, it's not that you're allowed to do so. If you did it, it works. Ela she'im heimir mumar, the second animal will become kadosh, and then the sofig is ha'abod. Continues the Gemara. Hakol li'isuye mai. Whenever you have the word hakol, we've seen in many mesechtes, the Gemara asks, who might this come to include? Answers the Gemara, la'suye yoresh, udalo k'Rabbi Yehuda. That if I inherit my father's animal, korban, I, his son, am capable of making tmura. Udalo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Disnan, yoresh somech, yoresh meimir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a yoresh is allowed to make smicha on an animal, even though it says korbano, but he is considered an owner. And Rabbi Meir says that we compare sof masa from tchilas masa, and so on and so forth, and therefore he can be meimir as well. Rabbi Yehuda imer yoresh eno somech, the yoresh eno meimir. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, yalif tchilas hegdesh misof hegdesh. Ma sof hegdesh yoresh eno somech, just as we learned previously, that a yoresh cannot engage in smicha, it's not his korban. Af tchilas hegdesh, so too at the point when you are trying to originally be mekadesh this animal, a yoresh eino meimir. Usmicha gufa minolan, and this has been used quite frequently, comparing tchila and sof, and vice versa, sof and tchila. Tchila is always considered the act of dedicating the animal as a korban. Sof is the smicha, which takes place right after the shechita, right before the shechita. Excuse me. Says the Gemara, usmicha gufa min alan, tlas korbano ksiv. The word korbano appears three times. Chad korbano velo korban ovid kachavim. There is no smicha for a goy's korban. V'chad korbano velo korban chaveiro. If somebody is bringing someone else's korban, he doesn't make smicha. V'chad korbano velo korban aviv. That if you bring your father's korban and you were the yoresh, you don't make smicha. Ula Rav Meir, the Omer yoresh somech v'haksiv korbano. Hahu mibayile l'rabos kol balei chuvrin l'smicha. This korbano is coming to teach you that if I bring a korban b'shutfin, that each of the shutfin are obligated to make smicha. That's what he learns out from that particular korbano. For Rabbi Yehuda, balei chuvrin l'smicha lesle, my timer. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda, who obviously does not mandate that shutfin engage in smicha, how does he know that particular halacha? Answers the Gemara, the halomi yachid korban to do, because it's not his exclusively. And when it says korbano, it means exclusively your korban, and hence he cannot or does not choose to darshan the word korbano to include a korban of shutfin. The Iba Yisayman, alternatively, Liolam Islay, he would acknowledge that Shutfin would engage in making smicha. So, how would he come up with this halacha? The korban oivet kachavim, the korban chaveiro mechad kura nafka. Instead of having a separate korbano for his friend and his father, he learns, from a guy and for a father, he learns both of them out from the same korbano. Hence, he's only used two korbanos. The third korbano is available, the aitel echad lebalei chuvrin l'smicha. That one of them, one of the words korbano, can be used, is designed to teach that the halakha of smicha applies to shutfin. For Rabbi Meir, the Amar Yoresh Meimer, my timer, Amalecha im homer yomir l'rabbis es hayoresh. There's an extra word, and from that extra word I learned that a yoresh is meimer. V'yalif sof hegdesh mitchilas hegdesh. Ma tchilas hegdesh yoresh is meimar, yoresh meimar af sof hegdesh yoresh somer. Now he applies it in reverse. I have a source that teaches me that by tchilas hegdesh, a yoresh is operable from the extra word homer yomir. So now he compares tchila to sof, and therefore comes to the conclusion that a yoresh is also somech. Also somech.
Isn't he bringing two psukim? One for tchila, one for sof? It seems like he's using as a source of both, no? Why
didn't he
sort of close? I'm comparing one to the other.
He has.
The
Mummy Yomer
is one.
That's
one
for.
The other one. So one's telling me that Pila that he can use.
Yeah, so why didn't he need this for?
That's what I'm asking. Well, Cumber, you just told me that I learned one. Once I do one, I can do Pila, so either back and forth, forth and back. Now he's saying, no, I have a bus at the end. So I have a bus at the beginning and the end. So maybe he doesn't hold for Pila, the soap. Maybe that's the chance. That's not what
Gemara
is saying.
It's not what the Gemara is saying. Yeah, it's a good question. Don't know. The Rabbi Yehuda, Hai v'im homer yomir mai avid lei, l'rabos es o'isha. That comes to teach you that a woman can be engaged in tamura. And the Gemara says something incredibly difficult here. Uchidisanya. The whole parsha of the Torah of Tmura is written in the male, the masculine form. Shine emar, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oso. Isha minayin. How do I know that a woman can make Tmura? Talmud loyma v'im hamer yomir l'rabos oso isha. Well, the Rabbi Meir, isha minole, nachkale me v'im. For Rabbi Yehuda, v'im lo darish. Ubein Rabbi Meir, ubein Rabbi Yehuda, time of the Rabbi Kra l'isha. The only reason why a woman works is because the Torah had an extra drash. Ha lo ribya kra. Had the Torah not specifically included a woman, what would be the halacha? Only a man can make tamura, not a woman. So I would have said, Hava Amina ki avda tmura lo lakya. When she, if she were to engage in tmura, she should not get malchus. Question is, why not? For Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tana d'ber Rabbi Shmuel. Ish o isha ki ya'asu mikol chatos o adam, hishve hakasav isha l'ish l'chol onshin shabbatayra. I would have, they're compared. So why would I think that a woman who engages in tamura would not necessarily get malchus, and I need a special pasuk to be marbaha based on the fact that the Torah's expression is written b'lashon zachar? The question that everybody asks on that Gemara is the whole Torah is written b'lashon zachar. Whole Torah. Yeah.
So he says number dalet. Maybe that by Isha it's only the Doroshishma Maisa, and maybe that's a distinction. And that maybe Maisa, of course, men and women are equal, but when you get exceptions, i.e., when he says here that it's maybe not there. Perhaps.
Okay, even though the Gemara says by Tmura, the Bidibura Ka'avid Masa, as to why it's not a Lashon Maisa.
Right.
It's an exception. I know. So then why would he say that that's not a mice? The Gemara considers it a mice. Yeah. And why would I think that a woman is only included in unshim where there is a mice? Why would I? What would be the haven? But anyhow, it's thank you for letting me know. Yeah. So answers the Gemara, Hani mili onesh deshava bein b'yachad bein b'tzibur. I might think that the equation between women and men is only for onshin, where it is applicable not only when a yachid does it, but when a tzibur does it as well. Aval hacha Kevan de onesh she'eino shava bakolhu. However, by tmura, where there is no halakhic comparison of yachid to tzibur, disnan ein hatzibur v'hashutfin osin tmura. Tmura cannot take place with multiple partners and with its korban tzibur. So I might have thought isha nami ki avda lo lakya. Therefore, kamash malan from the word v'hamer yamir that women are included and they get malchus for this as well.
That's better.
What?
That's better.
Why?
At the end of the day, that's a hamin also.
To say what?
The hamin real is just telling me that since there's some of that as a tour, so maybe throw ish in there.
Right.
Even though clubs are cool,
right.
Shops, everything's fine. All of a sudden here, having the same problem. Nothing was also grappling the same issue.
Yeah. I don't know. I said it's a difficult tomorrow. It is. Yeah. Boy Rami Barchama. Katan Mahu Shiyamir. Can a katan engage in making tumura? Heichidan. Ilayme b'katan shalohi gielonas nadarim. So the halacha is that under ordinary circumstances, a minor who tries to engage in any type of an activity, it's not valid. However, by nidarim, there is a special halacha learned out from a pasuk. It's called katan shehigia la'inas nidarim, and the Gemara's expression is mufla hasamuch la'ish, a child who expresses something, who's close to being an adult, his neder, his vow, can accomplish something. So once he's in the parsha of nidarim, perhaps he should be in the parsha of tamura as well. So if you're dealing with a child, shelo higia la'onas nidarim, lo tibayilach, of course there is no question. The kevan da akdushe lo akdish, since he cannot initially dedicate an animal as a korban, Amure Meimir certainly cannot make a tmura. Elakim kami boile bekatan shegir loinas nadarim. Mi amrinu, do we say? Kevan de amamar ish ma Talmud lomar Talmud kiyafli neder lerabos mufla hasomach leish. Could have said kiyafli neder. Why does the Torah have to say ish kiyafli neder? So the Gemara darshins mufla hasamach leish dekacho kadosh, that when he makes a korban, when he dedicates a korban, it operates through the mechanism of nidarim, and therefore the kedusha is chal. Mide akdushe makdish amure nami meimar. Can we say that since he can initially dedicate an animal as a korban, when he attempts to make tmura, it is effective as well? Odilma Kavon, the lav bar onshin who bitmura lo matpis. That since a child below age bar mitzvah is not a bar onshin, so therefore the malchus of lo yamir v'lo yachlifenu can't work. So this would somehow support either Rav or Abaye. What is the reason why I might say that a child cannot be engaged in the parsha tmura? Because he can't be punished. So Abaye says the punishment is an indication that what? That things work. That the whole halacha works. Since this child can't be punished, therefore I might say, logically, if you can't be punished, therefore you can't make a tmura either. Because without the fact that you are punished, I would say you can't challenge against being a you can't challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. Kol ma'da avid lo mahani. It's only because there is malchus that indicates that it does work. Well, in this case, there is no malchus. Hence, I can understand the position that even though he can be makdish something, he still cannot be engaged in tmura. The im timtzalay mar katan of a tmura, the ha'asi lichlal onshin. If you might suggest that a katan can be included in the parsha of Temura, despite the fact that he is not yet a bar onchin, because he's osi lichlal Temura, osi lichlal onchin. He's going to grow up to become an adult. When he reaches bar mitzvah, he'll already be chayiv. So therefore, he's in the parsha already now. So, however, the question would be, Oved kachavim mahu shiyamir. Can a guy, if he was makdish an animal, can he engage in tmura? Mi amrinam midaakdushe makdish. Since a guy can be makdish a korban, the sanya we learned in the brisa, ish ish mal talmud lomar ish ish l'rabbis esoyv kachavim shenodrim nidarim v'nedavoski Yisrael emure nami neimer. We can say that perhaps he can engage in tmura as well. Odilma kevan de lo osi lichlal onshin ki avet tmura lo kacha. Since he will never be punished, even if he's an adult, he will never be punished for violating the law of tmura. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So therefore, once he cannot arrive at the violation of the law, and get Malkus, therefore the positive factor of Ahayahu is Smuraso Yer Kodesh should not be in effect either. Not be in effect. Yeah?
Maybe the idea that Tamura is based on Nadarim could shed light on the exception for a lady. Nadarim by a lady, maybe it's not uniform, because a married lady is her Nadarim or subject to the Baal for the first 24 hours. So maybe that's a way of making the application of Tamura to ladies are not shovel of all other, because there's a differentiation between if she's married or not.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Perhaps.
Just according to Bai, you said according to Bai, the first question was about option, correct? And that's the definition.
Yes.
And how does he then have an intent Saloma saying that? You don't have to really be, because if you hold it is definitional, that seems to be like rubber, no?
Yeah.
Because one seems to be saying that by is wrong, that's really like rubber, because even if you're not now and you're going to be later, that's good enough. So by your version that we said in the beginning is incorrect.
I would hear it more by Ovid Kachavim than by but it's even stronger by Ovid Kachavim. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So what you're saying is that these two tzedadim are revolving around the machlokes of Bayin Rav. Yeah. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, Tashma, the son you learned in the Braisa, Kachi Ovid Kachavim, Lo Nenin, Velo Moalin, Ve'en Chayach Nalei Mishum Pigal Nosa V'tameh. That if you have a guy who donated a carbon, you're not permitted to derive benefit from it, but if you did, there is no isur me'ila, and one is not chayef if you thought a masheves pigul, or you left over the meat, or were metameid, and einos in tmura ve'ein mevi'in aleihem nesachim, or ein mevi'in nesachim, aval karbono ta'on nesachim. Divi Rabbi Shimon. So the phrase "ein mevi'in nesachim" means he cannot bring nesachim independently, because you and I have a right to be noder nesachim to the mizbeach. We have that opportunity, not just to be noder a korban, but to noder nesachim. A guy cannot be noder nesachim, but if he does bring a korban, he must bring the additional nesachim with it. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bekulon ani roe lahachmir. I'm willing to be machmir in general. Bamed var mamurim bekotche mizbeach. Ava bekotche beit al abayis moalin bohen. But if he donated something to the beit abayis, then the isum me'ila would apply. Even though the isum me'ila might not apply to korban, it does apply to beit abayis. Ketani Mia, nonetheless, one phrase within this brisa stated, Einos in Tmura, that a guy cannot engage in Tmura. So that resolves the issue. It says Enos and Tamura. The Rami Bar Chama Behikdish Oved Kachavim Lehiskaper. What?
Right, it's a guy for a Jew.
For a Jew, right. Yeah. Miskaper. Okay. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. I just wanted to say one last thing, about the last question about how the behemoth acquires its second hemship, acquires its second korban. So the stipler proves that the kedusha of the second animal emerges from the first animal, and he proves it from the following halacha. The Gemara says that somebody who is makdish a balmum kavua, the kedusha is not chal. A balmum, a korban, an animal has a mum from which it will never recover. If I try to be makdish it, the halacha is the kedusha is not chal. Why? Because it's never going to wind up on the mizbeach. So you can't. The Torah says you can't be makdish. That's it. Yet the halacha is that if you are makdish a tamura on a balmum, it does work. I take my regular korban, and now I bring a balmum, and I say this should be with this one, and it's chal. How can it be chal? If you look at it independently as a separate maisa kedusha, it should not work, because you can't be makdish a balmum. But if you look at it as a hemsheikh, it draws its kedusha from the first animal. I am not being makdish that second korban. It's automatically transferring its kedusha. Therefore, it will be chal even on a balmum. That's one proof that he offers. And then the second proof is that the Gemara calls it on Daf Tes Amud Beis here kedusha shnia. So the mechanism of tamura is that when you make the attempt to do so, the kedusha of korban A now spreads onto behema number two, and therefore both of them are kadosh. But it's not a separate maisa kiddush for the second animal. And this whole issue revolves around the big question whether if you try to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it effective or is it not, based on everything we said previously. Better we'll stop here.
Also showed that this issue, because how? If he said, well, he can't be makdish, right. So he can't be makdish.
But he can be done. Once he's on the hill or on the dharma, he can.
Right, but before, right, but the question is whether it's totally in the being makdish, the possibility to be makdish or not. If you couldn't do the first one,
right,
then you know, then you're out of the ball.
Correct. But who says that he can't do the first one? Everybody says he can do the first one.
Because he cut off the Makdish when he gets to
the Makdish. Right. Right.